In the name of God, Creator, Redeemer, and Sustainer. Amen. Amen. Please be seated. So a few months ago, when Heather and Jeff, I guess you called me, because Jeff, you were probably working, because you work a lot, right? So anyway, I think Jeff was working. Heather gave me a call, and I really love working with this family because they plan ahead. And said, well, we'd like to have a baptism. Hudson's been born. And would Sunday, June 5th be possible? And I said, just a minute. And I looked through the calendar, and then I saw it was Pentecost. And I said, is it possible? It's perfect. I mean, Pentecost is one of the four principal feasts of the church in which baptism is more than appropriate. So thank you for, the Spirit was working and inspiration. Thank you for being here, and thank you for bringing Hudson to us this day of celebration, because it is the feast of the gift of the Holy Spirit. It's the end of Easter season, but in some ways it's also the part two of Easter time. Pentecost kind of explains what the resurrection is now going to do for all of humanity, if you get my drift. In other words, Easter Day is big enough as it is, but Pentecost, the gift of the Spirit, tells us now that God's love has been extended to all people, and the barriers and divisions are set aside, are rendered a void. Language is no longer going to divide people. And that's what you hear in the first reading. In Jerusalem, when they are gathered together, the apostles, and suddenly all of these different conversations in different languages are being heard, and everyone can understand each other. And I love that line about, no, they haven't been drinking, it's too early in the morning. It's a real chuckle. I had a Greek professor in seminary who was just a brilliant guy, and he used to say that if you knew Spanish and had a couple of shots of whiskey, you could then translate Latin. I have not tried that. I go to Google. but I often chuckle about that. The relationship of languages, the differences, the similarities, it's all rendered. Now we have the gospel, and it can be preached in all of our different languages, and we will all understand it, and it reunites people. The Tower of Babel story, you might know, where they build the tower and God confuses the languages, all of that is undone by Pentecost. We can all be together as one people. So you're going to, in a few minutes, as one people, help Heather and Jeffrey in raising Hudson. They're doing a great job with Scarlett. But they have come in the community of faith that we are to have their family blessed and to have Hudson made part of Christ's kingdom. And that happens because all of us are here. There are some promises you all have to make yourselves, but most of this service, you all, as fellow Christians, help. And you commit your own hearts and love of God to raising Hudson in the Christian church. So we rejoice in this day for you. Thank you so much for coming and bringing Hudson and your family. Happy Pentecost to you, and may this be the first of many Pentecosts that you will be celebrating together.